Hey there, and welcome to the Terrence Fisher Podcast. So if you're like me, you woke up to this news this morning about Jussie Smollett and his charges being dropped against him, or the charges that were, you know, put against him in this whole scandal have been dropped. And of course, that's causing a lot of stir and a lot of speculation in what really happened. And here's the thing that I want to say about it. I really hope that we can understand from this case that we shouldn't be so quick to rush to judgment and to rush to persecution when we hear stuff like this. You know, if when this whole thing happened, you know, Jussie Smollett came out and he said he was attacked by these guys or whatever. Everybody was feeling sympathetic to him. We were talking about how messed up it was. And it was just like, oh, my God, this is a bad thing. And then literally overnight, the whole thing turned around. Like, you know, it came out that he may have taken part in setting this up and all of this kind of stuff. And when I tell you, everyone went crazy. I mean, the news media, you know, YouTube pundits, Facebook live goers, you know, all of these people, everybody was going crazy, and they started, you know, smudging his name and talking about how messed up it was. Even the police department was coming out and saying some things about it, about what they had thought and all of this kind of stuff. And they were, everybody was just giving opinions. And, you know, literally that changed overnight, and we just started doing that. All of these memes were going around about Jussie Smollett and all of this kind of stuff. With all of this stuff going on now, since that happened, he turned himself in. You know, when they issued the arrest warrant for him or whatever, he turned himself in, surrendered his passport and all of that kind of stuff, which kind of showed goodwill to the courts. Well, again, today, those charges that were brought against him have been dropped, basically exonerating his name in this whole thing. And I think this is a lesson for us to get, that we shouldn't be really so quick to rush to judgment and it rush to, you know, spew negativity out about people based off our limited opinions. And what I mean by that is none of us really had any of the facts, or we didn't have all of the facts. We were just going around making these, or coming to these negative conclusions and spewing them out over social media and all of that kind of stuff. And as a result, this guy lost his job on the show Empire. Now, I want to be clear here. This is not a, you know, a message about supporting Jussie Smollett. He could very well still be, you know, or very well still had some sort of involvement in this thing. Who knows? What this is about is us. Again, we shouldn't be so quick to attack people and jump on the bandwagon about this whole thing. I mean, the memes were going around, and I know a lot of it was tongue in cheek and a lot of it was funny and all of that kind of stuff. But still, it's a lesson for us to get in this whole thing. And what's really funny and weird about this is that we subject other people to all of this kind of stuff that we wouldn't want to be subjected to in the same case, or if the shoe was on the other foot, or if any sort of situation happened with us, we wouldn't want people, you know, going around smearing our names and all of that kind of stuff. And you know, the other part of it is we don't really think about and consider the effect that our words and the things that we put out have on the people that we're talking about. Now, again, if Jussie Smollett was guilty of all of this, he probably very well deserved a lot of the, you know, ridicule and stuff that he received with this whole thing. But again, it wasn't fair of us to make that judgment before we knew all the facts. And, you know, as a result, this guy was taken off the Empire show, all of that kind of stuff. And I don't know anything about the show. I've literally never watched one episode of the show. So I have no dog in this fight at all. My whole thing, again, is about us being fair and thinking about how we treat one another when it comes to situations like this. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this whole thing unfolds. I guarantee you nobody's going to be really coming out and apologizing and, you know, saying, hey, I was wrong about this, you know, in lieu of the facts and all of this kind of stuff. Nobody's going to be coming out saying that stuff. You know, we're just going to move on and let the damage that was there just remain without trying to do any sort of repairing of it at all, or offering any sort of, you know, apology of any sort. So it's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing unfolds. And I'm sure there'll probably be more news coverage and more people talking about it as time goes along. And, you know, more things may come out and all of that kind of stuff. But again, this is a lesson that I hope that we get, that we shouldn't be so quick to rush to judgment. And we should consider how our words and the things that we say about other people affect those people. Hey, to all of you who are already supporting the show with a monthly subscription, thank you so much. And if you're not already a supporter and you'd like to help make this show possible, tap the link in this episode's description, or you can visit anchor.fm/Terrence-Fisher to become a monthly supporter. Again, that address is anchor.fm/TERENCE-FISHER, and you can become a monthly supporter today. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.